I'm going to play one more before I bring the guys back.
Oh, my pleasure. It's a pleasure to be here.
No, we don't. It's, you know, I used to live in the upper Midwest, and then you move away, and you discover it's like, yeah, no, in tour routing, which is like not an interesting subject for conversation at all, right? Oh, here's why the tour looks like it does. No one cares. Everybody just wants to know, why didn't you come to my fucking town? I don't care about the mechanics of it any more than I care about, you know, the first week of orientation at a new job. I do it, I sit through it, I nod my head, and then I get my job, right? And it's like, when you don't come to play in my town, I'm totally not actually interested in why. What I mean is, just come to my town so I can see you play, right? So I had the same problem because I lived in Ames, Iowa for 10 years. And nobody came to my town, so James McMurtry came and I was grateful for it. The Bad Livers came and I will never forget it. But anyway, I think I'm going to play this song because it was written during a really productive 3-day stretch of off days on tour that resulted in what was sort of like the center of the Get Lonely record. Peter and I were sort of stranded in the middle of Pennsylvania. And the thing is, like, normally, most audiences, if I tell them about this, they'll say, wow, that shopping mall sounds enormous. But you guys are not likely to be impressed by the story of the King of Prussia Mall in Pennsylvania. Because you have a deal in Bloomington that's pretty big, although I gotta say, if you get in the car and go north and you go to Edmonton, they have a mall there as big as the moon. It's totally insane. It has the moon inside the mall. When you see the moon in the sky, that's actually Edmonton in Canada. Anyway, I was stuck, and you know, if you're stuck in the middle of nowhere and you've already been to the mall, there's nothing else to do but sit around the hotel room and write songs. And I wrote this one in the hallway of a Holiday Inn Express, and it's called Woke Up Now. On the morning when I woke up without you, for the first time, I felt afraid, and I felt lonely, and I felt scared. And I began to talk to myself, almost immediately, not being missed, to be the only person there. The first time I made coffee for just myself, I made way too much of it, but I drank it all just cause you hate it when I let things go to waste. And I wandered through the house like a little boy lost in the mall, and an astronaut could have seen the hunger in my eyes from space. And I said, oh, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? What do I do without you? On the morning when I woke up without you, for the first time, I was cold, so I pulled on a sweater, and I turned up the heat, and the walls began to close in, and I felt so sad and frightened. I practically ran from the living room out into the street. And the wind began to blow, and all of the trees began to bend. And the world, in its cold way, started coming alive. And I stood there like a businessman, waiting for a train. And I got ready for the future to arrive. Without you.